Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Second hour, Grant and Danny underway. In the noon hour today, we will talk with Wizards star point guard John Wall. 118, Kent Babb of the Post, who sat down with Kyle Shanahan and talked about Robert Griffin and his time in Washington pretty candidly. All coming up on The Fan. One of the great things about baseball is that every single night you got a game. Thomas Boswell wrote a piece about the Nats and the fact that fans who are not taking advantage of this season and are just waiting for the playoffs are missing an opportunity to really enjoy one of the better teams we've had in D.C. in a long time. This feels and sounds like the Caps conversation that we had last regular season. Boswell wrote, "This season, more so than any of the Nats' previous five straight winning years, obsessing over hypothetical parades seems like willful wastefulness when so much arrives every day, both thrilling and chilling. On any given day, Anthony Rendon might go 6-for-6 with 10 RBI. Steven Strasburg might fan 15. Max Scherzer might take a no-hitter into the ninth inning. Trey Turner might hit for the cycle. Or Bryce Harper and Ryan Zimmerman might homer on back-to-back pitches to cap a 4-straight homer barrage. We know this because each has already happened."
Then, of course, he goes on to say bad stuff can happen, too. And that's all part of it. That's all part of the drama. So it is a gift. Every night, a good baseball team is worth a lot to me. And that's something I've always wanted my entire life. Again, just a relevant team, let alone one that's got, I think, the second most wins over the last 5 years in Major League Baseball. Because the Dodgers just ripped off a 40-6 stretch, by the way. One of the great runs in the history of the
sport.
Can
you imagine?
No, I can't. That's stupid.
40 wins and 6 losses.
It's just stupid. But I can also disagree with Boswell, and I know a lot of fans feel this way, at 800-636-1067. I'm a D.C. sports fan, so I love the Nationals. I love three other teams as well. I'm just going to need someone to break through and win in the playoffs. I need that. So this is a great chance because they're really good. The Capitals are a great chance because they're
but
really
Boswell's
good.
But Boswell's not talking to you with this column.
And precisely.
Because you're a person who is appreciating and watching and enjoying the regular season. What he's saying is, because there is a faction of this fan base, just like Caps fans.
That just doesn't care.
Who's just saying, 6-for-6, that's cool. 5 hits, Howie Kendrick, okay.
Just get me to October,
Sean
see what
Doolittle
happens.
Sean Doolittle awesome since you traded for him? Cute. Tell me when they get to the league championship series. And he's saying, you're missing out here. This is kind of fun. Let's go to Tony in Fredericksburg. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. So, I'm a Pirates fan, and trust me, after winning 98 games and then losing in a one-game playoff and going to what we have now, which is just terrible, you do not want to be on this side, because after 20 years of losing and finally winning just to get taken away from you again, it's awful. And I know you're going to say, oh, well, you can still lose in Penguins, but trust me, baseball is number one, and you don't want don't take it for granted.
No, I get it.
I get you, bud.
Look, I'm an Orioles fan, right? So, the last 5 years, believe it or not, they've had the best record in the American League coming into this season. They've kind of done it with smoke and mirrors, and they've done it almost accidentally, never really having a shot to win a World Series because they don't have starting pitching. They had a great bullpen and hit for a lot of home runs. But this year, they're not that good again. And you already can tell it's kind of the beginning of the end, and I already miss the competitiveness, the fact that there's some juice, that they got a shot night in and night out. The Nats are one of three or four teams in baseball that over the last 5 years, every single season, you felt like had a chance to win a World Series.
They got a shot.
Now, they haven't even gotten to the LCS yet. That's their cross to bear. They got an answer to that. And that's a problem. But they get another shot this year with a deeper bench. Enter Kendrick, enter Lind, enter Stephen Drew as all veterans who have played in the playoffs. With a deeper, now, bullpen in terms of proven late-inning arms. Doolittle, Madsen, Kinsler added to what they already had. The strength of last year's team all kind of still here with those three new additions. And with a lineup that is just raking every time it gets a chance. Peter in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, bud.
I think that, you know, there was a point in time where the Nats regular season baseball was exciting to watch night in, night out. But the one thing I remember is waking up after game 5 of that NLDS last year and thinking, like, that season did not matter at all. Like, it's all in the garbage can. And so an article like Boswell wrote, maybe that's effective when fans are starting to realize that a team is good. But the Nats are, at this point, they're a regular season dynasty. It's no secret that Max Scherzer is going to come and shove it. And I almost feel like there's nothing that the Nats can do in the next 2 months to help them be in a better position for the postseason other than hold on the two seed. There's nothing else they can do. They can't get new players. They're not going to catch the Dodgers. They can't collapse.
Yeah, so as long as there's no injuries, essentially, which is all you hope for, I mean, that's kind of the goal the rest of the way.
And this is such a weird time because the division is so non-competitive.
Right.
So you're basically just going, I tune in every night to make sure nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
That's like my primary motivation is that everybody's healthy. Because you're not catching the Dodgers.
I guess that's my number one priority. I tune in so that I can see Bryce Harper hit another homer. I tune in so I could see Max Scherzer flirt with a no-hitter. I tune in so I could see Max hit his first home run ever and run around like a child in third grade in the dugout. I mean, that's why I'm watching these games. Because it's baseball, and every night something crazy happens. Let's go to Larry in La Plata. Hey, buddy.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, bud.
You know, I'm a little older than you, and, you know, talking to family and friends, and certainly. And as you get older, you find yourself doing less during the week. And that's why the Nats are such a godsend. They become sort of a fabric of your life during the summertime. It becomes a ritual that you look forward to. And from that perspective, I cannot overpraise Mike Rizzo enough for what he's been able to do over the course of his tenure. The learners really need to take care of him. But I do want to add one comment. I think everyone is tempering their expectations, or a lot of people are tempering their expectations this year, given the fact that we will have to go through the world champions and the hottest team in baseball. We're clearly the underdogs as opposed to years past where we were the ongoing favorites. So I think as far as pending disappointment, well, I'm not as worried about that this year as I have been in past years because clearly we've got the world champions and we've got the Dodgers to go through.
And it's a good call. Look, in the past, they were the one seed. They'd won the 98 or the 96 games. You were coming to their ballpark. It is a little bit different this year because the Cubs last year were a juggernaut.
They were the juggernaut.
And have a lot of that core back. And maybe more important to this season, the Dodgers look like just an insurmountable task. So it is going to be very different when they get to the postseason this time around. I like his point on Rizzo, though. Mike Rizzo is outstanding at his job. He is the reason for the dynasty that this team has built, as Peter called it, in the regular season. He is as good a general manager as there is in sports at this point. With the trades that he makes, the way he works this roster and manipulates with payroll, Dusty Baker is a good manager, and he's good with personalities and people. He's solid. The reason the Nats are running away with this division right now has a lot to do with Rizzo and a little to do with Baker. It's got a lot to do with the roster that was put together. There's a reason why Matt Williams was manager of the year and won 96 games. There's a reason why David Johnson won 98 games. Those guys don't have jobs after they leave here. A lot of managers in baseball would manage this team to a 12-game cushion in the NL East because they're that damn good because of Mike Rizzo.
And here's the other thing about it. There's certainly been missteps or you know, incorrect decisions, yeah, quote-unquote,
it's
whatever
that is. It's a job where you bat 600 and you go to the Hall of Fame.
Right, so you give up Jerry Blevins for Matt Dendecker. I'd rather have Jerry Blevins than Matt Dendecker, who's nowhere to be found. But there are always moments, right? But here's the other thing that we always kind of forget. Some of the moves he makes are because he goes upstairs and he goes, okay, what am I allowed to do? And the ownership goes, well, we can't add a single dollar in payroll. But you still need a closer. Good luck. Okay, well, that's why Jonathan Papelbon's here. Less because we think he's really got it and he'll be a great clubhouse addition. We've got to make this closer move, and we can't add a dollar this season.
Even when not making excuses for him that involve the learners, in a job where this is not like financial management when you're just punching numbers into a calculator and you're not going to be wrong. This is a job where you're going to be wrong a lot. He's wrong less than most of the other guys.
Of course.
Let's go to Jeff in Falls Church.
Yeah, I think anybody who's not enjoying this Nats season just doesn't enjoy baseball. When was the last time you saw a baseball team this fun?
I don't remember
game,
one.
You feel like anything can happen.
Yep.
And God, you got to appreciate it. And I'll speak this to the playoffs, though. And, Danny, I totally get it. I'm the same way as you. I'm so tired of suffering. I am so optimistic about this year because we're the underdog. Every time else we've gone in, we've always been the top, and we've always disappointed. Now all the pressure's on the Cubs, all the pressure's on the Dodgers. We can come in and steal some, and we're playing great in the road. So I think this is going to be our year.
Great call. Thank you, buddy. Hope you're right. It's going to be tough. You know, I probably won't pick the Nats to get to the World Series. I have in the past, and they haven't. It's a tougher road now. But to your point, didn't help them to be the best team in the past. Maybe being the underdog will be a benefit.
Yeah, last year the Cubs were the buzzsaw that were just waiting there for whoever was going to win that series.
Craig Hoffman covers the Redskins for us in Richmond. He will join us from training camp next. What Kirk Cousins shouted toward reporters as he came off the field yesterday that's got everybody talking. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.